of Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Yeshua. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. We thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for our compassion, oh God. God, we thank you. And Lord, we praise and we magnify your name today because, God, you are worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory and you're worthy of all. Lord, we worship you. And Lord, we say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you because you are great and you're greatly to be praised. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. And Father, I thank you. I thank you that you're God and beside you there is none, that you are the Holy One of Israel that dwells between the cherubim. You rule and reign in majesty. You're God and beside you there is no other. All power and all authority is in your hands. And God, we magnify your name today because you are worthy of all praise. God, we are worthy, 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 worthy of all praise and all honor. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your precious Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that you've not left us alone, that you sent your Holy Spirit to be with us, to be our advocate, to be our paraclete. I thank you, Lord God, that we are never alone, but that you are walking with us through the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, for releasing your power for healing and deliverance and restoration in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for breaking every yoke of oppression and depression and anxiety in the name of Yeshua. I command the spirit of heaviness to lift off of you now in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for breaking that yoke. God, let the yoke of oppression be broken. In the name of Yeshua and by the blood of Yeshua, I thank you for empowering your people, God. I thank you for sending forth a refreshing, oh God. Refresh your people, oh God, that are ready to give up. God, I thank you for sending a word of life, speaking life to those that are ready to give up. I come against every suicide spirit. I bind the spirit of premature death in the name of Yeshua. You will not steal any life. They will live and declare the glory of the Lord. You will not steal the life of these young people. In the name of Yeshua, they will live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord and the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, I thank you for a restoration of finances. God, I thank you for releasing inheritances. I thank you, Lord God, for a financial overflow, a financial increase, a financial breakthrough. God, I thank you for doing it. God, I thank you for doing it. I thank you for the manifestation of it in the name of Yeshua. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. And Father, I pray for the pastors in this region. God, I pray that you would just overshadow them with your presence. God, I pray that you would drive them into the secret place, drive them into their prayer cloud. They begin to pray and seek your face and that you would reveal to yourself to them and that you would show them what is your heart for the people in this region, in this area, Lord God, that your people might be healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Yeshua. I pray for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit to fall upon this area, this region, upon the United States of America. That as a nation, we will repent and that we will turn our hearts back to you, Lord God, that we might experience revival. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending revival. I thank you for sending revival. God, I thank you for sending revival by the power of your Holy Spirit. And I thank you for it in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for binding the strong men of perversion and deception and witchcraft over this area. And I thank you for your angels being commanded to go forth to do battle. That your people might be free to worship you in spirit and in truth, and that the spirit of deception would be bound in the name of Yeshua, that people would see the truth, that they would walk in truth because, God, your word is true. And I thank you, Father, for that in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank God. I thank you for healing liver cancer. Thank you for healing diverticulitis, Lord God. I thank you for that being healed in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for healing pancreatic cancer being healed even now. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. God, I thank you for healing that person who's been suffering that neck pain. Father, I thank you for that healing manifesting itself in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing it. I'm commanded to go now in the name of Yeshua. Go now in the name of Yeshua. And Father, I thank you. I thank you. And I bless you. And I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Let your blessing be upon this broadcast today in Yeshua's name. Amen. Oh, God. Saints, God is good. God is good and God is great. He's greatly to be praised. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. Welcome to Straight From His Word, saints. Welcome. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight. As the Spirit of God gives it to me to give it to you. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. Glory to God. I'm not a typical radio preacher. If you struggle with something, I say pray and seek the face of God and allow the Spirit of God to deal with you and to show you. God, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Return to the Lord Yeshua is imminent. It's extremely important that we get into the place that God has called us to be, that we learn to yield and surrender and submit to Him and follow His leading as never before, because we have to be Spirit-filled and Spirit-led in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. Ando Rasheke Broso. There's a person that's been diagnosed with leukemia. Karen. God is going to heal you of that, Karen. God's going to heal you of that. You need not fear, but you shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. Your testimony will be a ministry to many people. And we curse that right now. I curse it in the name of Yeshua. And I command that your healing would manifest itself quickly. In the name of Yeshua, I break the generational curse. I break the generational curse in the name of Yeshua. You shall live and not die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. God is great, and He's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is healing liver cancer. God is healing liver cancer. Yeah, there's an anointing for healing of liver cancer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hodgkin's disease is being healed even now in the name of Yeshua. By the blood of Yeshua, receive it in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Saints, I just got to go with it right now. I just have to. The scripture tells us in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And the enemy has oppressed so many people with mental illness, physical infirmities, and diseases. But when Jesus came and died for us on the cross at Calvary, He redeemed us from the power of sin. The power of sin was broken over our lives, as well as the healing anointing, the healing power. When you study in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, He sent them out to heal the sick. In Matthew chapter 10, go with me. You're listening to Straight From His Word. I keep trying to get to where I can finish up this series of battlegrounds, but on the heart, but the Lord, I just got to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, because God's getting ready to do something here. Somebody's getting ready to experience a mighty breakthrough. In Matthew chapter 10, verse number 1, scripture says, "And when He had called unto Him His 12 disciples, He gave them power or authority against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." And of course, you have the 12 that were named. This was a commission. This was the mandate, was to go out and to heal the sick and to cast out devils, to raise the dead. This was a charge that was given to the apostles. And so when we look at our society today, and we look at the role that the church, the body of Christ, are we fulfilling the charge? Are we fulfilling the mandate that God has given the body of Christ? Not only to be an effective witness for him, but to engage the kingdom of darkness, because the Holy Spirit will lead us into an engagement with the kingdom of darkness, because he came to set the captives free. People are in bondage to fear, anxiety, depression. People are walking in darkness. They have been deceived by the enemy because they have not been preached the full counsel of God's word. They don't know who they are in Christ Jesus. They do not understand their relationship in Christ Jesus. There's been a lot of preaching and teaching on destiny and purpose, but that's without relationship. You cannot enter into your true destiny and purpose without having a relationship with Father God. When you look and you study in the Gospels, you will see that Jesus had a relationship with the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible declares that Jesus came and he left an example for us to follow. And so understand the fact that we are to be living a surrendered life so that the Holy Spirit has liberty and freedom to lead and to guide us, that we don't make a move until we hear from God to say, go this way or go that way. And so we're understanding the fact that that is part of the problem that we have in the body of Christ, is that we do not follow the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. And we miss out on that because we've not learned to be obedient to the Spirit of God when the Spirit of God is moving. And we've not learned to hear his voice because we don't spend time in prayer. We don't spend time in seeking the face of God. We've not had our minds renewed, and we've not allowed the Holy Spirit of God to have his way. You know, the scripture talks about King David. Remember when Saul had messed up and Saul refused to be obedient to what God had gave him to do, and he was raised up to be king over that. And God had found David, King David, and he had found King David. And it said that I found a man after my own heart. And as I was contemplating on this and thinking and praying and talking to the Lord, dealing with me about what was it about King David that God loved him so much that when David would mess up, that God would give him options. God would give him options on how or what type of chastisement. And the Lord began to deal with me. He says, people, they forget the aspect of David's character was that David was a worshiper of God. David had developed a relationship while he was out there walking in with the sheep and in the sheep do and everything else. David was writing these psalms and he was contemplating and he was conversing with God. And he had a heart after God that no matter where he was at, no matter what he was doing, he never lost sight of who God is and who God was in his life. He had a relationship with God. And we are to have a relationship with God. You see, David fought his battles because he had dependence on God and not himself. Y'all didn't hear me. David's reliance was upon God and having faith and trust in God. It was not that, yes, David was a great warrior. He was not fearful, but he had a zeal for God. And we in the body of Christ, we need to have that zeal for Father God, for the kingdom of God. We need to have the same type of zeal so that when the enemy begins to rise up and the enemy begins to act ugly and do crazy stuff, that we can rise up and say, oh, no, devil, not today. Not today. Not today. Not today. You're not doing this today. Oh, no, you're not today. Oh, my goodness. See, David had a zeal for God that was unmatched. David loved God so much that when he would mess up, he would say, you know what, God, I messed up. God, I shouldn't have done this. But what do we have today in the body of Christ? We have people that don't have the same zeal and don't have the same fire and the zeal for God and don't have the zeal for God's word.
And we got to get to the place, saints, where we say, Lord, I need that zeal. I need that fire. God, I want to have a heart after David. And so the Lord began to deal with me. He began to show me that even when David came against Goliath, he was relying on his faith in God. He wasn't relying on his own strength. When he came against Goliath, it wasn't just, oh, I'm David, I'm this and I'm that. No. That wasn't it. He had faith in who God the Father was, and because he had developed a relationship with the Lord. And that's what it was all about. His dependence was upon God. He was defending God's honor. And we'd have that problem today, excuse me, saints, is that we don't want to defend God's honor. Go with me to 1 Samuel 17. Excuse me, you're listening straight from his word. David's reliance was upon the Lord. When I was reading this in 1 Samuel chapter 17, and I want you to read and I want you to pay attention, I'm going to tell you to highlight certain verses. It says, now the Philistines gathered together the armies to battle and were gathered together at Shochoh, which belongs to Judah, and pitched between Shochoh and Azekah in Ephes-Damon. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. Or Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion. Now, we're going to show you spiritual warfare. This is how the enemy comes in. This is what the enemy will do. And it says, excuse me, saints. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like that of a weaver's beam. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine or Philistine? And you are servants of Saul. Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and to kill me, then I will be your servants. But I prevail against him. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and our servers. Now look at this. And a Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all of Israel heard these words of Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse. And he had 8 sons. And the men went out among men of the old men of the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to battle. And the names of these 3 sons went to battle. Everyone was Eliab the firstborn, and next was Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. And David was the youngest, and there Israel followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep to Bethlehem. And a Philistine, now look. Come on now. I'm fixing to drop something on your spirit. Highlight this in your Bible. And the Philistine drew near mourning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. When the enemy is going to wage warfare against you, your battle might be lasting about 40 days. Hello, somebody. You're looking at a 40-day issue, morning and evening, of the enemy coming out and bombarding you, your mind, your health, your finances. When God is getting ready to give you a breakthrough, before your breakthrough manifests itself in these cycles that are occurring in your life, the enemy is going to manifest. He's going to come out for 40 days. So when things begin to break out around you, start the clock. But I'm going to tell you, God's going to bring you out. God's going to deliver you and set you free. Look at this. Morning and evening. So he's going to start your day out attacking you. He's going to end the day out attacking you. So you wake up, oh God, and you go to bed, oh God. And you become so overwhelmed that you just want to lay down. You just want to give up. You don't want to fight. And Jesse said unto David, his son, take now thy brethren, and every other parched corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren. Saints, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time reading right now. It is so thick in here, I can hardly see. Whew, okay. And carry these 10 sheaves unto the captain of the thousands, and look how thy brethren fare, and take the pledge. Now Saul and they did, all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper. And he went as Jesse had commanded him, and he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army, and David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran unto the army and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. Highlight that. David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the men, fled from him and were so afraid, them cowards. Saints, the enemy uses fear. God has not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So when the enemy begins to manifest and show up in your life, either we're going to fight or it's going to be fight or flight. It's wired in our DNA. And you said they saw him and they fled from him because they were afraid. Because the enemy will intimidate you. That's how witchcraft works. It comes to intimidate you and to make you fearful. That's the same strategy that Jezebel used on the prophets, to intimidate you. No matter how powerful, strong you might be, when the enemy can get you walking in fear, he has gained access into your life. You are now in trouble. And since they fled, they were afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is to come up. It shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. He wanted to pay no taxes. Oh, Lord Jesus. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised? This is the zeal of the Lord. Yeah. The zeal. Look at this. David said, wait a minute. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? You see, you got to call the enemy out on his foolishness. And he said, whoa, whoa, wait a minute, devil. Not today. I recognize who you are. And not today. You're not going to steal my peace. You're not going to take away my joy. You're not going to mess with my finances because I'm blood-bought. Yeshua died for me on the cross at Calvary, and he was raised the third day, and that the power of sin has been broken over my life, and you will not destroy my peace. You will not take away my joy because I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am a child of the Most High God. I am a daughter of the Most High God. I'm a son of the Most High God, and you have been defeated, and you've been stripped of your power and your authority over my life. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me in Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers that the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially. Please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Know that Jesus Christ is Lord, return imminent. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. If you do so, you'll be blessed. Pray for your loved ones and your family members that their hearts are open to hear and receive the gospel. Remember, Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word. with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.